Go to hell, you pedophile. Well, I'm not a pedophile. Look, Sword Mamser, I mean, you know, the only pedophile was probably old Dickie Barrett with your little Mamser ass here. But essentially, that's why you got old Dickie to go ahead, even though he's a lawyer, you know, to take down most of the pictures of you back when you were, you know, sucking and fucking him here and his little webmaster. Oh, you were going ass to mouth big time, old Dickie. You look like one hell of a faggot here with that little Turkish that Turkish gaming site. How come you took it down, Sword Mamser? How come you took it down, Sword Mamser? Anyway, yeah, I mean, Brian Rio used to be Barrett's butt bitch, you know what I mean? But if you would, Six Kirk, could you go ahead and have the one with the little unibrow? Let me see. I'm looking.
Asiatic.
Huh?
Your name is Dzerzhinsky. Dzerzhinsky was a Polack Jew. You're clearly an Asiatic Polack Jew. You're the replacement for Hal Turner. You're running scared because we've got you shut down, and you know that since you're no longer productive for them, they're going to hang you out to dry like the little pedophile turd you are.
No. Okay. Well, I'm glad you called in, Signal. Brian Real.
You're a false.
So were those pictures that you took down on Facebook? They really were.
I haven't taken anything down on Facebook. My Facebook account is still up.
I know. Now you call it the private account, right?
An account that you and your ilk won't be seeing.
Well, I imagine we will when it comes down there. You did get my account, you know, 101.com did go ahead and send you my counter notice, didn't they?
I'm sure they got quite a laugh out of your counter notice, and that'll be ample for getting you civilly committed in Missouri. You state that you're going to kill 290 million people. That's a wonderful legal document.
I'm glad you had that notarized. Well, I went ahead and had it notarized. Yeah. You see, pretty well. I believe in great tribulation.
No,
I guess
you,
I'm
you
a millennialist.
That the Jewish system is evil, the courts are horrible, the Zog Babylon system is evil, but how many people have you sued in this same court system you denounce? Let's see, you sued 18 people in 2008 when you sued Obama and other assorted regime criminals. So you hate the Jewish beast court system, but you use it left and right. Like when that one councilman slugged you in the mouth and you got arrested for instigating a fight, you sued him in court instead of jumping him in the street and settling it like men.
Well, the thing about it is that you don't know anything about it. You're just going ahead and reading what it is. But by the way, you're the red whacker on Stumbling, aren't you?
No, that's not me.
Oh, I bet it is.
I'm
I mean, you're, what happens, the red whacker says exactly the same thing you said right then here.
Well,
the
I haven't.
Answer, you are a liar. I mean, on this thing from Nancy
McGillis here. I'm not
red whacker.
I have an idea.
You went ahead and said the picture associated with the profile of this account, which purports to be me, and you go ahead and says it is not me. It is
the account
picture.
Which purports to be me. You created a fake Sword Mamser account, making it a parody of me, purporting that it was me. You put forward an account claiming it was me. The picture is of me. The account is not. I never made an account on your turd forum.
I didn't say it. We'll go ahead and get on to that here. But it says, you know, this account, which purports to be me. It is not me. It is a private picture from a private profile on a social network.
Read the Facebook.
Now,
Facebook
way back on the 29th of October, that was not a private account at the time, was it?
Read Facebook's terms of service. It says every picture you upload, you remain the owner of, period. Facebook's terms clearly stated.
Okay.
I am the owner of everything
but,
that I've
but
put
the
on
thing,
Facebook.
But the thing about it is there's such a thing called private use. I mean, how can you go ahead and say that this is a copyrighted picture which cannot be used?
Courts have already ruled
when
on that.
When you're the one who went ahead and put it on a public profile.
You cannot even copy an article from the Associated Press. All you can do is link to it. It's their property, every single word of it. They've already.
That's right. And under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act,
yes.
What happens is that they can go ahead and have that thing cut down here. And if it's a copyright article, the best thing is to do is not challenge it. But the fact of the matter is, Sword Mamser,
the fact of the matter is that your website is gone and there's nothing useful about
it. This was at the time a public Facebook account, correct?
I never gave a waiver of ownership over any of the pictures I posted. They all remain mine. They're my intellectual property, and you don't have a right to them. And the fact
what you're saying is that I cannot go ahead and use a picture as part of a parody of you. I mean, you go ahead and say that I use the thing to mock you, but as a result here, you've gone ahead and made yourself into a public figure.
Not a public figure.
Result,
I'm not the one who runs for office and who wants to be the.
But you are running. You are running for office. You are wanting to run for office, aren't you?
That was an idea I was throwing around. I've never.
You want to be a public figure, but on the other hand, when it suits you, you say you're a private figure and that you have a copyrighted photo, which you've gone ahead and posted on
a
public forum,
figure.
And you've gone ahead, you've made a bogus Digital Millennium Copyright Act, you know, under penalty to perjury.
Nope,
you
I,
know,
made that, I made that declaration in good faith. I simply agree that in
well,
good faith.
Well, you go ahead and say that. So why are you going ahead and telling me that you're going to go ahead and you've already gone ahead and shut down two of my forums?
Sure, and I'm hoping I'll get them all.
Ryan, why don't you tell us about that Turkish social site that you're a member of?
Very simple. 6 years ago when I signed up, it was an English language website. I visited it a few times. I haven't been on it in about 5.5 years. It got bought out by some Turks, and when I saw it was a Turkish site, I removed my account because I don't want to be on a Turkish
no,
website.
No. Sure. You didn't remove that account. You didn't remove that account until Sunday night after I and a bunch of other people were posting.
Because I was wondering where the hell you were getting pictures that were 6 years old. And I figured it must have been that one website, and I wouldn't know.
We have no idea. We have no idea, but you didn't take that thing down from that Turkish website.
How come why was the international listed as your favorite song?
You didn't go ahead and take down that thing until Sunday, until
sure,
you know,
I forgot about
the gas and the rest of it here.
Because I forgot about the
damn
thing. It hadn't been updated in years.
So those pictures,
from your blog profile, your favorite
pictures,
song is the international.
Swordmancer, those pictures are of you, especially that one where you look like a thick-lipped nigger gook sucking on
no,
a power drink.
That one
right?
was photoshopped.
You?
Bill Fink has seen. Bill Fink knows what my real nose looks like. One of your sons of bitches, Frank and Wigger, photoshopped it.
He photoshopped. Let me see. Let's get this right. You went ahead and you just said that you put on this picture of you on the Sequel thing from 6 years
what
ago.
What I want to know is why is your favorite
year,
song the
you've
international?
Ahead, you've gone ahead and posted this picture of you from 6 years ago, and then you found out of the Turkey site, so you took it down. But what happens is that you took it down. Frankenwinger didn't take it down. But how is Frankenwinger able to go ahead and Photoshop your picture onto
that's
your own
like
account at this Turkish thing?
Well,
huh?
You're the one who claimed
that's
I hacked
you'd like
claimed
to know.
That
what
I hacked your blogger blog profile and put the international in there. Why is the international your favorite song?
Swordmancer, you keep on going ahead and putting.
Stop saying go ahead.
Keep on going ahead and putting your picture on that, and then you claim since it's a public site that no, it's private, it's copyright. By the way, that Zuqua site here, Zuqua has its little name on the corner of it. So I guess Zuqua, according to its terms of service, has claimed the copyright of that picture.
I don't know what their terms of service are. I've only logged in once since 2005, and that was a week ago.
I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea what anything you say. I mean, you're a known liar, Brian Real.
So why is your favorite song the international? I have a screen cap of your blogger blog. Your favorite song was listed as the international. When I outed you, you changed it to Florian Geyer, and a screen capture is available at Zogbot.
Okay. So in short, if I go ahead and admit that for whatever reason I put on in the international as one of my favorite songs, you'll go ahead and admit that those pictures of all that nigger gook is actually yours here. I mean, I make admission
gook.
If you make admission. But, you know, is that fine here? But
I know
so
what my
look.
Ancestry is, and I'm not a Mamzer. Incidentally,
you are a Mamzer. I mean, why are you having such a shit fit? I mean, here you are posting my name and street
sure,
address and
figure.
Phone number.
No,
something
your
phone,
phone
number,
number. Your website. Your phone number was on your website along with your address.
Yeah, it's on my website. I go ahead and I post my information.
Sure.
And you, Neil James, have such a fit. You're just fit to be tied when I go ahead and find out, you know, I go ahead and find out your real name. And I didn't even find
you're
out your
the
street
ARA
address.
And the SPLC. You're trying to bring heat down on us, genuine activists. You're trying
no,
to
you,
Babylon
what you need to do, what you need to do, what you need to do is
what
you
need to
go
do
ahead.
Is come back to stumble in and hope they
see,
don't stand your ass.
The SPLC, what the SPLC
Stumbling is
going to
kick you to the curb. Stumbling is going to kick you to the curb with the new wave of complaints against them. They don't want their board going down over profanity and porn. and Beer Barrel's not going to be too far behind.
Yeah, you're a pussy for doing this shit, Rio.
Why don't you go
white
beat
man
your daughter?
Don't do
why
this,
why don't you go
motherfucker?
Beat up your daughter? Newman Britton would be disgraced with you. I've read his writings.
Yeah, I'd fuck you up, you little pussy son
bring
of a
it,
bitch.
Bring it, you piece of shit. Why don't you go
beat
up your daughter?
You wouldn't call me that to my face. You'd be
sure
in your teeth, you little motherfucker.
I'd 15 choke you unconscious.
Oh, yeah, you're so tough.
No, Swordmaster, let me understand here. Essentially,
you're
going to
be run off the internet as
you,
the bottom
you,
line,
you,
but you're not going to have a place to hang your hat.
Yeah, you're a fucking pussy little Jew motherfucker.
You don't even have
what you're doing with the DMCA fucking lawsuit, you little pussy son of a bitch.
Lindstedt got a pop on the John.
So Brian,
fuck with you. Hey, fuck with me, motherfucker. Bring a lawsuit on. I'll go back to Ohio, you little cocksucker.
You don't even have a picture of Elvis.
I know your address in Miller, Ohio, you little pussy Jew motherfucker.
Fine, you know my address. I'm here.
John,
I'm here right now. Come here. Get in your car and come here. Get out of the Pacific Northwest and come here tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
listen to you. You even sound like a fucking Jew.
Why don't you go beat your wife and daughter?
You're a son of a bitch.
Why don't you go beat your wife and daughter again?
I don't beat. See, you parrot a bunch of shit you don't even know about. I never beat my daughter, you little motherfucker.
You
put some shit to some little Jew cocksucker named Brian Wright, and if I ever catch the motherfucker, he won't post his address. I find his address out. We'll talk about it.
John.
What?
John. I'm trying to get old Swordmaster to admit to a criminal conspiracy with Eli James.
Eli James,
go ahead and take
it's
out,
not a
you know,
criminal
things.
Conspiracy to complain about your website violating private contractual.
They're all a bunch of pussies. All these mother. Look what's in CI. Eli James, look at the motherfucker. Look at this little inbred piece of shit,
get you
son
all
of a bitch. Then he's going to talk about my uncle not liking what I had to say. Fuck him. Fuck Joe. Fuck that old crippled Jew son of a bitch.
I'm sure your uncle would be proud of you. What content have you produced, sir? I've read some of his writings. He was actually productive. He was doing
what have I done? I've done a hell of a lot more than you do.
What?
I'm
a helicopter pilot that you never could even fucking attain that. So what are you talking about, you little prick? You couldn't even graduate from ROTC and become an Army officer.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're just parroting lies.
Oh, and you're not? And you're not, you little Italian mamzer son of a bitch.
I heard you get out of here.
Your fucking people, your dad's ancestors should have never been allowed in this fucking place.
Well, I guess we had to lower the standards to let your people in.
No, my people were here before. You ever heard of King Philip's War? They fought in it, you ignorant little prick.
What, Cherokees?
Do you know what? Do you even know what King Philip's War was? No.
You know, sir, if you can't drink responsibly.
I had relatives that fought at the Battle of Bunker Hill, so you can kiss my fucking ass, you little mamzer cocksucker.
I bet you'd like that, you and your NAMBLA friend here, Mr. Lindstedt.
Yeah, I'd like you to show up. I'd flatten your face even flatter than it is, you little bastard.
If you can't drink responsibly, you really shouldn't drink at all.
Well, I mean, Mamzer's, is that a power drink you were sucking in that photograph number 4, where you look like a little nigger gook?
Lindstedt, you're at least 1/8 Asiatic. You have high cheekbones, your tear duct.
Well, what's your proof of this, you little fuck? Look at your face. Look at your flat forehead, you little cocksucker. Fucking unibrowed motherfucker.
Hey. We could look at your picture, except it's not available anywhere. Why is that? You talk the talk, but you don't...
Why? Because I have fucking people like Brian Wright fucking threatening me.
And you're worried? I'm a big badass. You should be able to take them all with one hand tied behind your back. Come on, you got to step up from beating on women and kids and rumble with the men.
I do happen to have a wife and children. It isn't just me, unlike you.
Hey, do you trust Marty around your kids? Do you let him babysit your grandkids?
Marty doesn't live around me. I've never met Marty.
You've never met Marty, yet you lock arms with him like he's the Pope of identity. He declared that in an affidavit.
Well, here's the thing is, Marty's never lied to me. Like,
see
of you guys is a bunch of dishonesty.
Marty.
Hey, if you want, you come on TeamSpeak right now, and we'll let you have your say.
I ain't going on TeamSpeak. Why do I want to go on with you fucking dicks?
We're not going on TeamSpeak under the Finkelsteins.
What happened
is that, by the way,
fucking Finkelstein is another little Jew motherfucker himself. Fuck Finkelstein.
Finkelstein said that we're not real. You know, me or John Britton ain't allowed on Finkelstein's,
false accusers.
Synagogue.
You don't offer any evidence. You know, the fact is I never met Richard Barrett, but that doesn't stop Marty from saying that he and
what happens is that you're still whining like a pussy that Billy Roper called you a Mexican faggot, right?
He looks like a Mexican faggot.
Well, yeah, that's what he does look like here.
And you're a child, white, drunk loser.
No, I mean, look. I mean,
Arsenal Bastards parody is something that he heard.
We know where you live. We know where Bill Fink lives. We know where
you live at 338 Rabbit Back Road, Granby, Missouri.
Yeah, and you live, and I can go ahead and find it. You live on Rippling. You live on what? Rippling Book Lane, Mentor, Ohio.
And I'm not a public person. I've never run for office.
You can go ahead. You want to run for public office. And the thing about it is that what you're doing is that you are threatening to go ahead and take down my website.
I'm
going to
get all your
stuff
taken down.
You already have on the basis of a false DMCA complaint.
On the basis of a legitimate.
Let me ask you a question. You know, you really have until Wednesday to file in United States District Court.
No, I don't. I've already told one and one that I'm not in a position to file. I have too many cases ongoing right now, and I said that it's
I've heard that what you do is that, you pretty well live off the system by going ahead and, like a Mexican, staging accidents to where you have the insurance companies go ahead and pay you quite a bit of money.
I don't know what
but so so you have already, you have already told one of you have you already notified, in other words, you have already notified 101.com that you don't intend to file.
I said I'm not going to file at the present time, but in the near future, I and my co-plaintiffs may be filing at our leisure. So I've told them.
Okay, what co-plaintiffs?
That's yet to be determined, depending on how many people you have.
Look, dumbass.
This sounds like a fucking little Jew.
And
he is a little Jew.
Hey, Marty,
he's a Jew manser,
get a load of
but
this.
The thing about it is, that you have a limited time to go ahead and file. You're not supposed to go ahead and file these DMCA complaints just because you're mad at somebody on a web page and then take them down.
Well,
that's
you should
not
really,
what the DMCA is supposed to
it would avail you to read their terms. If the threat of litigation is ongoing and pending at their discretion, they will keep your account frozen indefinitely.
Well, yes, they can go ahead and do that. But if I go ahead and file, one of the first things I'm probably going to do is go file an injunction against you causing any more trouble for StumbleIn.
I'll
for
file
beer
an injunction
barrel,
against you being on the Internet since
places.
I believe you're just grooming children for molestation purposes.
Well, you're going to have to go ahead and prove that. I mean,
also,
I don't think
I also believe that you intend to harm yourself and possibly others.
We can say whatever you want.
Well, no,
anyway.
You're the one who said it in a legal document, a sworn document you had notarized. You said you're going to have...
I didn't say I lived off of welfare. You didn't read the damn thing, did you?
You said that you're going to have 290 million people killed, so I'd say that you're an imminent threat to society, and you need
How am I going to have 290... You know, how am I going to have 290 people killed?
290 million. Well, that's what I want to know. It's in your document. Your document
If you go ahead and believe, like Christian Day is supposed to, if you believe in the Great Tribulation, that's what's going to happen.
You're not killing anybody. You're not the leader of the tribulation. You may want to be the Pope, or you may want
to
be the
I didn't say I was the leader of the tribulation.
You're just a tear.
You're just a tear? Well, hey, at least I'm not a mamzer.
I know who and what I am. I know my answer.
Well, I know. You know, see, what happens is that you got a problem. You are whining and pissing
and
moaning.
You're the new Hal Turner trying to destroy identity by attacking everyone.
See, on October 29th, I found out your real name. And I found out your real picture on Facebook. And then, you know, that was you. That was you along with Buck and Martin 41 who called me the next Wednesday trying to have me tell you who went ahead and dropped a dime on you over on right?
You
hey, Brian, did you ever figure out who ratted you out?
We all know who the rat is.
Who's that?
Well, who is it?
We don't need to get into that right now. But the,
well,
the,
no,
the
I'm, from what I gather, you're just having a little reign of error over on Finkelstein's.
You jump.
I mean, what happens?
Right,
you're accusing five people, and I hear the list is up to seven people.
Seven people.
Is Finkelstein just going to ban all the rats, or have you already settled on one rat here who you're going to go ahead and have Finkelstein kick off.
There's only one person that hangs out on our shows that also talks to you on Skype, and you answered his Skype call in 3 seconds where I've had you blocked. You wouldn't answer a call from me. You wouldn't answer a call from Boxer. We hate you, and it's mutual. But you answered his Skype call in seconds.
Well, it is mutual. It's just a 3:15. I mean, I figured out you were a little Mamzer way before, you know, I found out you're Brian.
You started
Real.
Calling me a Mamzer because I asked you why you used the name Dzerzhinsky, because he's a...
I mean, I admire Felix Dzerzhinsky.
Because you're a Jew.
Because what he did... No, Felix Dzerzhinsky
like Frank
wasn't
Collins.
A Jew, and I'm not a Jew either. What happens is that's the one thing I knew where you're a Jew. Now, Felix Dzerzhinsky did love that Jew pussy, and he was Lenin's policeman. I'll grant you that, but he wasn't a Jew.
You seem to have a huge issue understanding who and what you're all about. You claim you're a libertarian.
No, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. I mean, shoot, I post my picture on the Internet.
Sure, you've got a criminal record. Why wouldn't you?
1996.
Sure,
what happens is that you, on the other hand, you have a shit fit. You and Eli James, you're both two little mamzers. Oh, I got
to
go ahead and get I need to go ahead and get a DNA test. From when you and Eli James wants to go ahead and provide it. Shoot, you both are obvious managers from what you've done.
You're on the
SPLC payroll.
You've gone ahead and shut down
my webpage, and you've gone ahead and shut down StubbleIn.
Pay your
from
bill.
Showing
who pays
what
your bill?
You really look like.
Who pays your bills, Brian? Who pays
yeah,
your
you
bills?
Pay, well, what happens?
I don't have
any. Thing. See, Brian Rio, what Brian Rio does... is that from what I gather, he goes ahead, he's just like a damn nigger or a beater. What he does, he goes ahead and he gets into these here accidents here on purpose, and then he tries to go ahead and he holds up.
He sues people, yeah, he sues the elderly like a fucking
like a nigger. FBI, help me, my civil rights been violated. I got popped in the mouth by a city councilman. I better sue him. I got arrested. I didn't
go ahead and complain to the city councilman. The city councilman went ahead and attacked me.
You in the mouth and you sued him and you sued the police department.
I sued the police department. You know, what happens
little
is that,
nigger
you know,
bitch.
Just like all Mamzers, just like all Mamzers, what happens is that you love the government.
I'm not the one who runs to them bitching and complaining. Someone is
Oh, you didn't run and file a DMCA complaint. That's running, you little prick.
A private business. I complained to a private business. Why don't you go shut up and beat your wife and daughter again? Or you ought to give them a break.
Why don't you come make me shut up, you little flat-faced son of a bitch?
Complain? Yeah.
I'll make as many complaints to as many businesses as I want.
Yeah, because you're a pussy motherfucker.
Well,
you won't do nothing. You won't strike in any other way. You do the same thing that fucking Jews do, you little motherfucker. And then you have the balls to talk about them.
What Jews would do is they'd put information out on people and make it available to everybody. That's what Lynn Stench is doing for his ARA SPLC buddy.
Well, what is your complaint? I mean, what you've done and all these other people have done, you went ahead and posted my contact information, and
your
you
contact
did it.
Information's all over the Internet. You're
and
not
then
a,
all I do is
you're
I post,
for president.
All I do is I post a picture. I post a picture.
Copyrighted picture.
Which goes
ahead
and shows what you really look like. It shows that you're not white. It shows
anybody
it,
who
it
wants
makes
a
it ridiculous.
Me, email me. Anybody who wants a picture is free to email me, and I'll send them my official portrait picture.
Well, who says you get to decide what your official portrait picture is?
I mean, you went ahead and put it out.
You went ahead and put it out. Like
he owns. He's got a copyright on everything.
No, he don't have a copyright. Look, dumbass.
The law declares that the creator and the person pictured have the claim to the copyright, unless they waive
so
it.
In other words, if a newspaper... No. There's also.
You can rant and rave all you want. The more you libel me,
you
the more you defame me, the more you infringe my copyright.
Made yourself a
every website
figure.
You get is going to be shut down. You need to get over it. You're not going to be allowed to operate on the Internet. It's that simple. That's
I'm
all
not
going
to be allowed to operate on the Internet? And you're calling me a Jew?
I'm telling you that we're going to run you out.
That's what Jews does. He wants to censor everybody.
Yeah, he wants to censor everybody. What happens? He doesn't allow me to go ahead and speak. So what he's going
but
to
I,
do is
but I don't want, is I don't want to allow
said,
an agent provocateur
he's go
like
ahead
you
make,
to
he's
talk about killing 290 million
Millennium
people getting us all thrown in prison.
But he's not, you've already gone ahead and told 101 that you don't have any intention to sue in a timely fashion.
I told him I'll sue at my leisure.
Well, you don't have time to sue at your leisure.
The motherfucker sounds just like Mark Clark, this attorney in Boise.
Yeah, well, he's the same sort of Jew. Look. You only have a limited time if you know, see, you're not supposed to be filing these DMCA complaints.
I can sue you for libel whenever I damn well feel like it. I can.
You can sue me for libel. The thing about it is that the fact of the matter is that picture is of you. That picture is of you, and I have a perfect right to make fun of you.
You don't have a right to claim that I'm a rapist. You stated that I'm raped
just,
women.
You just called me a pedophile. You just called me a whole bunch of stuff.
He's got all these other stuff cards. They got a right to do all that
shit.
You
served 3.5 years in an asylum in Missouri.
I didn't serve 3.5 years. I was illegally sent there.
Yeah, whatever, illegally. So they violated.
What do you mean, whatever, illegally?
You said you got out early for some reason. What was that reason? How did you get out early? You just stated...
I didn't get out early. I was doped up for 2.5 years.
Oh, you stated that you thought it was a miracle of God.
Until I went ahead and got a new psychiatrist who would take me off the illegal doping here.
You know, in the
late 90s... Once I took off the illegal doping, I was allowed to be my...
I found in the late 90s...
My lawyer, I was able to go ahead and use the law library, and they didn't want to have that, and their case fell apart.
Missouri instituted a program in the late 90s to begin diverting sex offenders from prison to rehabilitation mental health facilities, and I'm guessing you just got caught up in that because you fought
mad
dogs.
See, that's the thing about this.
You go ahead and whine
that I libel you for calling you a mamzer. You get to go ahead and call me a child pedophile and all this sort of
thing. Sure, I've read
news. Why do you get to go ahead and make false accusations?
Transcripts of your trials are available. I've read news reports that covered your trial and the antics you put on in the courtroom, fighting tooth and nail to be declared unfit to stand.
Oh, yes. It's in the newspapers here. You don't see me going ahead and suing
you.
Son
of a bitch. You cite the New York Times to convict Bill Fink. You cite the New York Times to accuse Bill Fink of murdering a Puerto Rican inmate. Then you claim you had no idea he was a killer and he never made it clear. He's been very open about the fact that he spent almost 13
years. Bill Fink's been a liar. See, what happens, Bill Fink, when I called him here, he said that he didn't actually do it. What he did is that he got caught up for corruption. The fact of the matter is, if you go ahead and look at what the New York Times said,
he was acquitted in state, and they came back at federal because they bankrupted him in state. He defended himself against all the murder charges.
By all means, go ahead and have Bill Fink go ahead and tell the whole truth. The thing about it is, Fink has never told the truth about it. What he's done is just like you and Eli James. You're going to go ahead and release a DNA test at your leisure. You know, but until then, we can't call you mamzers. And, oh, by the way, what happens, you're going to go ahead and get me kicked off the Internet because I said something about you and showed a private picture of
you're
you.
You're going to go ahead and release first until we get you shut down, which should be a few weeks from now.
How are you going to go ahead and have me shut down? If you're not going to go ahead and file a lawsuit, I'm going to have to pony up the $350 and go ahead and sue you and Eli James and William Fink and pretty well work on shutting you down.
Well,
you know what I mean?
One's not going to deal with you. You've burned your bridges with 101 with that 15-page doozy.
Well, yeah. The thing about it is, though, is that 101, you know, 101.com, it doesn't really matter. You see, the reason I go ahead and file these lawsuits is I want to go ahead and prove that there's no legal or political solution to what ails Zog.
Yeah, you run for office.
The thing that needs to happen is that there needs to be a great tribulation so that dirty mamzers like
these guys
will be exterminated. I mean, The entire time, there's no truth with you. Huh?
By what, the 7th Missouri Militia and all 7 members?
Hmm?
I mean,
I don't care about the membership of the 7th Missouri Militia.
You were the leader.
Yes, I was the leader of a militia. I was the leader of what? 2 militias, really.
Why do you hate Maurice Gallet? Didn't he ordain you?
Who?
Gallet, you got your ordination from Maurice Gallet, the man you rant about. And now Bill DeClue.
I don't rant about Maurice Gallet.
You ordained Bill DeClue, and now you hate him just because he turned Mark Downey.
I don't hate Gallet. Hey, you know, John, you
Hope
knew Gallet. You see Gallet's sidekick, remember?
Bill DeClue wants to be friends with Mark Downey. That's not the business of Pope Marty, but I forgot. You're the self-appointed pope of everything.
Hmm?
aren't you? I mean, you hate Bill DeClue despite the fact that you ordained him.
Well, I did ordain him. I asked the worthless bastard to stick with me for a year, and you know the bastard didn't even last 3 days here, which is better than what he did. I mean, he's right now he's with Gillette here. You know, and with Gillette, you end up having about, my daddy have all about 9 members, and 5 of them are rats, including Gillette. And like I go ahead, Gillette does give a good push on
Denny's. How many shall a man be convicted? Just by the mouth of Pope Marty, I guess you're the sole witness, right? You're the only witness.
No, I didn't convict him. Shoot, he pled guilty to robbing a bank. I didn't convict him of anything.
You say he's a thief and a liar, and he's embezzled from his own church.
Visser tried to go. Visser
brought. Where's the proof?
Right.
How many witnesses again? You need. Do you know Scripture? Mm-hmm. How many witnesses? Refresh my memory. By the mouth of how many witnesses shall a man be convicted?
I'm not making witnesses against you, Brian.
You're a fucking Mamzer, dude.
Prove
it. You didn't pass the 5-second test.
Prove it.
I
put a bullet in you. 5 seconds, bang.
You know, I mean, what happens is Brian Rio, he gets to go ahead and call everybody what he wants. He gets to go ahead and abuse the DMCA. He gets to go ahead and say, well, the copyright, if I go ahead and post my picture on Facebook, I own the copyright, and nobody else can go ahead and use it.
Facebook acknowledges I own it.
Huh?
Read their terms. Read Facebook's terms. I invite you to read their terms.
I don't need to read Facebook's terms.
That's
what
right. You're Pope Marty.
You posted your picture on a private forum. You posted your picture on a private forum. It's no longer a private picture. You went ahead and put it up on
it's
the internet.
It's my private property.
Well, now you say it's part of a private profile.
Hey, let me ask
social
you
network.
If I park a bicycle in a city park, you don't just get to walk up and take it and say, since I parked it in a
spot. Well, yes, but a bicycle, you know, what happens is a bicycle is a concrete, you know, piece here.
Sure, in my picture,
is
my property, intellectual
you've gone
property.
Ahead, you've gone
property.
Ahead and posted your picture. You've gone ahead and posted your picture on an internet account.
I invite
a social
you to
account,
the case against
which
Pastor
is available, which is available to what? You know, which is available to what? Potentially
my profile
billions
is
of people?
The view of friends.
And
you only
you
found
say,
You found my account
say,
on Bill's friends page. My account
say,
has always been private. My Facebook
that,
account has
what?
Always been private, you lying piece of crap.
No,
my
it hasn't always been,
has always been private.
If it was private, then how did I get a hold of it?
You got a hold of the
how'd
picture.
How did everybody get a hold of it?
I was listed as one of Bill's friends.
How did people go ahead and get a hold of your picture of Zuqua? Everybody was able to go ahead and save this picture because you put it on a public account.
I'd like to know, how do you have a case against Pastor Visser? It seems to me that you just attack everyone who's productive. You produce no content.
Let's go ahead and discuss why you think that once you go ahead and post on a public, on the internet,
I can post any of my property online, and it's my property. You're some kind of communist. You think that the world owns everything. No one can own anything.
Brzezinski
says that's
the
private property. That's the landlord.
Once you go ahead and post it onto the internet, it's no longer a secret.
It's still my property. When the Associated Press writes an article, you can't just knock their name off and write your name.
So in other words, 4 billion people have to go ahead and delete your picture from their hard drives because you say they do?
They're not allowed to take it and repost it.
Where did you come up with that idea?
Intellectual property, digital copyright. Read the law.
I've read the law.
You'd rather read
such
.com.
Thing,
call.
That's the thing.
That's
is because you
property.
Are a public. Because you are a, you made yourself a public figure.
No,
even
I'm
if
not
you're
a public
figure.
Figure.
You're the one who's going ahead making accusations. You're the one who's going ahead filing these bogus copyrights. And
they're not bogus.
You've already told 1&1 that you have no intention of suing in a timely manner.
At the time, I said when more resources are freed up and more ongoing cases are dealt with, I'll be turning my back to.
I imagine you're a regular little litigation mamzer. So what's all the bitching about me suing, you know, not private people,
I only
but government
people
entities?
I have injuries.
Yeah, you sue old women
sue old women who, when just like a beater, you go ahead and you get in
I've
front
never
of them.
Sued a woman.
What happens is that all those people you sued, you know, probably what I'll do is that once we go ahead in discovery on this lawsuit that I'm going to be filing against you and Eli James, I'm probably going to go ahead and go to all these women and, you know, probably have them go ahead and sue you for insurance fraud.
Well, I've never sued a woman.
You're going to end up, huh?
I've never sued a woman, so again, you're a liar, and I've never sued.
Well, I mean, all we have is your view for it. You've already gone ahead and told me that here, you know, that this is a private format. It always used to be, So you've already been caught.
Well, the bottom line is,
lies.
You better get used to communicating over the phone because the internet's going to be off limits to you pretty soon.
How's it going to be off limits? You've already bitched, you know. Have you bitched or not? Have you already bitched Talk Shoe about me?
How about an injunction? You're the one that sent a letter to Talk Shoe preemptively explaining what a quack you were and telling them not to listen to the lies of all your Baal priest mams or enemies, and I'm sure that really shined them on.
Well, all of a sudden, four. They went ahead and listened. I went ahead and sent a copy to you and Eli James and William Fink. And essentially what I boiled down to is that, hey, don't discriminate on dual C-Line Chris Sunday programs. Go take mine down. Take down Sword Mambers.
This isn't a DSCI program. I've never heard C-Line Doctrine on this show. All I've heard are name-calling and, as you said, quote, I'm a political pastor. Well, you're certainly not a scripture pastor. You're not a pastor of the Bible.
I've talked about scripture pastors, but what does a mamzer like you know about law or scripture? It's not written in your heart. What you do is you have some.
No, what they know about scripture, Martin, is they want to change it.
Well, they want to change it.
Where have I advocated changing scripture? Where is Bill or Eli advocating changing
Bill's written New Testament. What the hell are you talking about?
You haven't even read his translation.
I've read enough of it. I read a few scripts of it, and that was enough to tell me what he's doing.
What do you want? The Jew contrived King James Version? Are you a KJV only?
No. I do have a King James Bible here. I got a couple of them here. At least
sure,
I preach
okay.
the word of Yahweh.
It's a mediocre translation. It wasn't divinely preserved. It's not infallible. It's an okay translation.
Some Jew, hybrid neighbor, pictures, double cannot, gets to go ahead and mistranslate the Bible.
Why don't you prove Bill's a Jew? You call him a Jew, prove it.
I guess I'm going to have to wait to your leisure to when you and Eli James go
you
ahead
take
and provide
their DNA
testimony.
Get a DNA test administered by a Jew?
Well, you can trust Delaney and Kaplan, you know, DNA testing limited, can't you?
Delaney and Kaplan aren't Jews.
You mean Kaplan ain't a Jew?
Delaney's working hard to expose 9/11, missing links. What are you working
on?
You're working hard to expose yourself to children.
You know, he has this Jew on there, and essentially that's all Delaney does here. I mean, what happens? You have these mamsers talking about Jews, to where they go ahead and sound like fools here. Well, yeah, I believe 9/11 was pretty well caused by Zog, and pretty well everybody else does too here. But that's Delaney and Kaplan's only source here. By the way, is Quest / Kaplan, is he a Jew, or is he just a Turkish mamzer like you?
I don't believe he's either. Delaney is a Russian who fled to Turkey, and some Russians did flee to Turkey after the Bolshevik Revolution instigated by people who loved Dzerzhinsky.
So anyway, I ended up having when I went ahead and fought with Delaney, or Delaney was screaming about this Kurt Maynard thing. By the way, I hear that Delaney and Kaplan are advising you how to write these bogus DMCA suits. Is there any truth to that?
No one's given me any advice.
No one's given you any advice?
I don't know what you're hearing.
You're just a self-sufficient little mamzer here. Well, is legal mamzer 2012 giving you advice too?
No one's given me any advice on writing anything.
No one's giving you any advice here. Well, shoot, you're just a one man mamzer litigation front, aren't you?
I think you
really should join up with the SPLC. And
you're on the way out.
You sound like Mark Patak.
As Andrew Jackson
said
about the Bank of the United States,
The SPLC is doubtless downloading this sword, Mamzer. And what happens is that maybe you could be in the corner here, of, you know, sort of like the Jew, Green Bomb, who wanted to be a Nazi. He says, self-loathing. Nigger gook faggot mamzer, you know, wanted to be a DSCI pastor. And Eli James, another mamzer, let him in, and so did Finkelstein.
I'm curious.
The
SPLC could
have a fun
provider.
Time. They'll have a fun time. But Brian Reel did something that us in the ADL and SPLC couldn't do.
They don't want to shut your ass down. Why would they want to shut you down?
He had Lindstedt's website taken down here.
You make DSCI look like it's pathetic, stupid,
Well, I mean, what could be more? What could be more stupid?
You're the Howard Stern of identity. You're an insult.
What could be more stupid than three Jew Mamsers, including the faggot Mamser like Brian Rio, going ahead and talking about, you know, not letting any beaners into the country? I mean, it's sort of stupid about bitching about not letting beaners in the country when they have a faggot.
Eli got kicked off
like
Fox Talk Radio for Holocaust denial, and they made it known that anybody who appeared with Eli as a guest on Blog Talk will get kicked off. Where have you been kicked off? You don't get kicked off by anybody.
What happens is I have a faggot nigger Jew Mamser called Brian Rio kicking me off, at least for a couple of
days.
All
right, I'm going to run you out of identity. I'm going to route you out because you're an interloper.
You're
an agent provocateur.
How's a nigger good faggot Mamser who's going ahead and suing me because I went ahead and revealed his Facebook
and they'll shut your ass down.
Going to kick me, huh?
I'll get your internet connection canceled. I'll make a complaint to your ISP and they'll shut your worthless ass down.
I'll make a complaint. I'll do that. You sound like a little whiny Jew bitch. So in other words,
let's say you
What would you have me do, Mr. Britton? Violate the law and engage in some covert act of violence?
Well, that might take some hair on your nuts to do that. I've never seen you engage in anything, really, except
Martin has his own guardian angel squad of FBI guards, just like Wickstrom did when that
was
over his wife.
Oh, by the way, Wickstrom, Delaney and Wickstrom are, you know, going ass to mouth with each other now here. So does Delaney have his own private guard of FBI agents?
I don't believe Delaney's any kind of agent.
Oh, okay.
No, Delaney's just a little cyber nigger. That's all the fuck Delaney is.
Now you have Delaney and Wickstrom going ass to mouth with each other. So, you know, I mean, can't Wickstrom spare a few FBI agents for Delaney and Kaplan?
Well, somebody sure as hell intercepted that one guy when he went up to the settle with Wickstrom for stealing his wife away.
Oh yeah, well, everybody knows about Wickstrom, Sword Mamser. Everybody knows about Wickstrom.
And I'm sure
you've got
satanic protection.
Satanic protection?
Sure.
Well, I'm not a Mamser like you here. I mean,
sure,
I would
sure
say you have far more satanic profession.
Your name is
Dzerzhinsky.
Your name is Dzerzhinsky.
This might be a big surprise, but Felix Dzerzhinsky has been dead since 1926.
Your legal name is Martin Frederick Lindstedt, but you always sign your name Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Lindstedt, and you claim
that I do. That I do, Sword Mamser. You see, I like you. I like you.
I'm not a Jew who
changed
my name. I'm not ashamed of my name. I'm not ashamed of the name my parents gave me. I'm not some Jew who.
Well, if you're not, then what the hell is all the bitching about? Don't use my name.
I'm not a public figure. Hey, why don't you send me a check for $3 or $4 million so I can have a nice livelihood for the next 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years?
You're getting tired of suing all these little old ladies.
I've never sued a little old lady. And if you want to go on the record saying that, I'll sue for defamation.
Sword Mamser, you don't get, this may come surprise to a little nigger gook Mamser like you. But you
may come as a surprise
to you
in a few weeks when your ISP sets your ass down.
You don't get to accuse the white man of being all sorts of things without any proof. And then, when I'm a private person, you sued me for libel. Have you ever heard of the penalty exception?
The Trinity in your ministry seems to be shit, crap, and turd. That's your holy Trinity.
Really?
Your ministry is just a ministry.
What happens is that picture of a turd here, that's an artificial lure used for you Jewfish. What happens is that, you see, you Jews go ahead and you look and say, I cannot resist this picture of a turd. Cannot resist this picture of a turd. I'm going to bite on the turd. I'm going to scream about the turd. It's a turd! It's a turd!
You probably should go on the Howard Stern Show. Just please claim that you're a communist and a multiracialist. I wonder what it would do if you were a communist and
multiracialist. Why would I claim to be a communist and multiracial?
You'll do us a favor that way. You're not doing us any favors now. You're wrecking identity, and that's your goal. You've been paid. You're an agent provocateur. You're here to disrupt. You're Hal Turner's replacement, as Eli said. If I were to get on the radio or Bill got on the radio and started talking about killing tens of millions, butchering people, policemen, this and that, daughters getting raped like you talk about, we'd be in prison. But somehow you're getting
you'd
a
be
pass.
In prison?
I want to know. What FBI agent has given you a pass to cause all this provocative behavior?
The fact of the matter is, it's not imminent. It's just simply saying this is a great tribulation that these regime criminals and Mamsers, you know, Mamsers.
You were on trial.
Faggots,
you threatened to wipe
Mamser
out all
faggots,
Duke County with biological
Mamser,
weapons.
Mamser and faggots like you need to go ahead and die. Well, the thing about it is that biological weapons will be used, huh?
Yeah. If you were a legitimate activist, Joint Terrorism Task Force, FBI, DEA, they'd be kicking in your door right now, arresting your ass. You'd have been in prison 10 years.
No, I'm just saying, you know, what happens is a Christian identity, you know, that's what Finkelstein called futurism.
You've gone on the record saying that you're going to train up the next generation of truck bombers, that you don't want to be McVeigh, you want to train 100 McVeighs. If I said that, they'd arrest me. If Bill said that, they'd revoke his parole.
They go, you know, look, Brian Rio.
You're not legitimate. You're not valid.
You're the low, deluded pet mamzer faggot here. Why should they go ahead and delude you? I mean, the only thing you've blown up is Gerald Mosley's and Richard Barrett's cock. That's the only thing you've blown
Richard
up.
I never met Richard Barrett.
Probably Eli James's too here.
You're
and what happens is that thanks to Texas versus Florida,
hey, tell me, when you accuse someone of a capital crime and you're involved,
you can be as big a
mamzer
faggot predator that you want to, Brian Real.
If you knew the law,
you'd
know a lot
about you have a right to be a faggot mamzer. You ought to be proud of being
a faggot mamzer.
You're
going to
go ahead and bring this in, along with Eli James. You're going to bring being a faggot mamzer to dual seed like Christian identity here. Well, I don't know. There's some people who don't think that they really need a quota of, you know,
I've never met
Richard.
I'd like to see your proof that I even met the guy. I never met the guy. I only knew him online.
Just like you and John Fenton, you have an online friend. I mean, are you going to sue Billy Roper for calling you a Mexican faggot? You're still asshole over that, aren't you?
I don't give a damn about the guy.
Well, you don't give a damn about the guy. Would you say that you have a Jesse 315 hatred for Billy Roper?
I'd say Billy Roper hasn't achieved a whole lot. That's what I would say.
But you're still ass. You know, I mean, I went ahead and read on Talk Shoe Fetcher that you were still ass hurt over Billy Roper calling you a Mexican faggot when you were 15.
I just made a point to mention it once.
One minute you say you don't have anything against Billy Roper, but you're still ass hurt.
I never said
Billy.
I didn't have anything against him. I just said I don't have an axe to grind. Mentioning that he called me once. Well, you don't have an axe to grind
or a cock to suck with Billy Roper, do you? Dang.
They took the grandkids away because they don't have a child to fillet.
Poor, pitiful sword mamzer.
Does John Britton let you fillet his children since your grandkids were taken away?
Why would he do that? Where do you get that idea?
Well, since your grandkids are gone, who do you fillet?
He gets that idea because he's got a huge fucking mind.
A little faggot manager like you, probably, you know, now that you're not with Dickie and that Eli is away in Chicago,
I've never met
Ohio, Mr.
Barrett.
I imagine you're sort of with it, you know, as to who to fillet next year.
I've never met Richard Barrett.
You can say whatever you want. I think it's going to all come out in discovery here. And I do think when the time is right here, you're going to be on, you're going to go ahead and be on SPLC covers. Poor little Brian Rio, so-and-so mentor Lane, Ohio, Rippling Book Lane, Ohio.
Well, that is your goal, to gather information,
poor little,
access, help them, break the RA down on them.
Poor little mamzer nigger faggot wanted so badly to be a Christian identity and be a pastor here, so he went ahead and got another mamzer named Eli James. And then what happened? They got another Turkish picnic, tubal canine Catholic hybrid nigger named William Fink, who used to kill a Puerto Rican. Don't you sort of feel here that old Bill went ahead and murdered one of your own people, Brian Real?
People busted into your email account like they did with Hal Turner. What kind of correspondence would they find? Are you talking with Homeland Security, FBI? Is it DEA?
Dumbass. There's 42 million Americans here. Way back in 2006, Bushy went ahead and had the NSA
just come out of nowhere calling yourself the proof of identity. What a coincidence.
Look,
you explode on the scene as soon as Hal Turner's
removed. You don't think.
You're the new Hal Turner.
I would say that old Eli James is on his way to being the new Hal Turner. I mean, you're gonna go ahead and take down them busters. Well, guess what? By the 4chaners is gonna go ahead and take down you and Eli James and reveal that you're the new Hal Turner.
No one's taking.
You know what I mean?
By the way,
what penalty was there for the 4chaners taking down Hal Turner? Well, I'm going to go ahead and mute old Pro Snake here. I mean, he ain't really contributing anything, to the...
Marty, the bottom line is the Internet's going to get a little bit saner in a few weeks when you're no longer on the Internet. either through injunction or just
look,
the fact
dumbass, you're not even working on your DMCA complaint. How are you going
to
get a freaking injunction?
I can do it later. They said that I can do it later. If I want to do it in 4 months, that's fine, too.
Is that what 1&1 told you?
Their terms say that if threat of litigation
No. Did 1&1 tell you that?
They haven't been in communication with me. They simply acknowledged.
Oh, they haven't. But they did. They did go ahead and send you. They did go ahead and.
They
send
didn't
you,
even I, send me your piece of shit counter notice. That's how ridiculous.
They didn't.
I only got it because
you
copied me on
that. They're supposed to. They're supposed to. You know, and that's what Nancy McNeil is what
they
had sent.
They might have.
See, Brian, you know, Sergeant Mazza, we both can't talk here. Why don't you let me talk and you can go ahead and respond? Now, Sergeant Mazza, what I'm trying to do is in between us, you call me a pedophile and me calling you, you know, a nigger gook faggot Mamzer. The thing about it is that what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to go ahead and learn something from this account. Now,
not send me your counter notice, period. I only got it because you copied me on it. And you know what? They probably looked at it, printed it out, showed it to 10 or 15 colleagues. They all had the laugh of a lifetime, and then they threw it in the trash bin because it was insane.
Well, okay. But it is, you know. I mean, you know, the account that I sent you, I mean, it doesn't have the notary seal here. But, you know, essentially, I did send you the attachment, PDF and a GIF, so you did see the notary seal from a what the hell is her name here? Her name is Abigail Hoffman.
So you went to a Jew to get a notary?
Yes, I know. It was somebody at the bank.
Abigail Hoffman at a bank. You think she might have been a Jew, but you don't mind rubbing elbows.
Hell if I know. The Jews have been screwing me up. It's the Mamzer Gook nigger faggots here like you and Eli James have been fucking me up.
Well, it really doesn't matter where you go to get a website, since terms of service are roughly comparable. Anywhere you go, they're going to shut your ass down.
Is that what you're counting on?
You can run to China, and I'll still get your ass shut down.
How are you going to get me out of the chick? Why are the chicks going to go ahead and listen to a bogus DMCA complaint from you?
It's not going to be a DMCA.
This may be a stupid question, but have you ever filed any federal lawsuits?
I've never filed a federal lawsuit because I'm not a pitch Jew like you.
Okay. Well, think about it. Just like I offered, you know, to accept service of any complaint you file in U.S. District Court. You know what happens, Sword Mamzer? You better have at least the decency to go ahead and accept the waiver of service here. You know what I mean? You and Eli James can go ahead and have something, but
you're more than
probably,
welcome to drive
probably,
up here.
Probably, you know, I mean, I'm sort of hoping that by Wednesday you'll go ahead and file an actual lawsuit. Because that'll save me $350. But you know, shoot, if I have to go ahead and spend $350 to see you and Eli James, I think I will.
The ADL will have to give you an advance. The ADL will have to give you an advance on your salary if
you're. Have to give me an advance. I got $350. I mean, I really would just assume that you spent the $350 so I could go ahead and counter sue for free. But shit,
you're more than
welcome
to come sue me in common police court up here. Bring it on.
I ain't gonna sue you in police court. This is not a police court thing. I'm quite sure you're sucking all the dicks of all the pigs trying to go ahead and get on the police force here. Stupid bastard. From what I gather, shoot, you sent out about twenty recommendations here. Remember this summer?
I'm gonna go ahead and try to get a job as a policeman in Springfield, Missouri or Gulfport, Mississippi.
And you were trying to go ahead and wangle, you know, for me to go ahead and keep you up and shoot. Yeah, my flesh crawled to think of a dirty little mamzer like you having anything to do around my house. But pretty well the jig is up for you. I mean, probably by this time next week or the week after, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give 1&1.com a chance to go ahead and obey the DMCA. If they don't obey
not,
the DMCA, if they don't go ahead and bring the thing up, then they're in violation of the DMCA, and I'm going to be suing the DMCA. That's going to be Church of Jesus Christ Christian, Area Nation of Missouri. versus the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
And
I'm going to say is that it's
unconstitutional.
It's unconstitutional as applied because it's used by evil little Jew faggot nigger mamsters like you to go ahead and shut down the web page of white men.
You let me know how that lawsuit goes.
Well, you will get to know. Shit, I'm going to have to be sending you a copy because you're going to be a co-defendant.
I'm not even going to have to respond. I'm just going to laugh.
You're dumbass. I hope you don't respond. I really do hope you don't respond.
Or what
please,
I'll do is I'll hire an attorney to show up.
Please do not. Please
I'll bring
do
a psychiatrist.
Not
we'll recommend that you be civilly committed since you're obviously a very warped, deluded, sick, depraved.
Dumbass. What happens is that everything I do.
Everything you do
is
you one step closer to Fulton State Hospital again.
Dumbass, they don't want me back at Fulton State Hospital. Don't you understand?
In fact, if I were a judge, I would do an instant by redraft
date. Do you think that finally after 2 years, after Matt Blunt said he wasn't going to run for governor for a second term, you know, pretty well, you know, soon enough that you ended up having a new psychiatrist, and he went ahead and he took me off the forced medication. Once I was off forced medication, there was no excuse to keep me up in Fulton State Hospital. You know what I mean? And by the way, all these little Fells versus United States lawsuits on involuntary medication, they've gone down from the Supreme Court down to the circuit level and down to the district court level.
You're going to be barred as a vexatious litigant who engages in abusive process.
Ferdinand, you're going ahead and scratching at this stuff. See, I can't be barred. Dumbass, I can't be barred as long as I pay the filing fee.
Vexatious litigant who is engaged in nothing other than abusive process can be barred from bringing forth back.
What happens is that you're talking about this lawsuit from the 1996 litigation.
I'm talking about every single bogus lawsuit you've ever filed. It's simply the cost of their person, time, and money.
You're not allowed to do that.
You don't have a case.
Dumbass, dumbass, every single lawsuit I filed has been dismissed not because it's bogus.
Because
it's
you're insane
dismissed.
And the judge has a good laugh reading it and then passes it around to all of his friends and they have a good laugh too because you're a clown.
Ford Manzer, just because you say something doesn't mean
it's
true.
At least his forehead isn't flat.
Well, it is shaped like
He doesn't have a unibrow.
What happens is that were you part of the forehead people to where they as a little nigger gook man papoose, your daddy here went ahead and put you on a little flat board here since your mama ran off here after your liaison with a nigger, and what happens is it flattened your little forehead. I mean, you don't have very much in the way of frontal lobes, do you, Brian Reel? You don't have much in the way of frontal lobes.
Well, you and your
frontal
elk
lobes,
go ahead and post Photoshop all day.
Oh, yes. What happens is that people are going night and day here. See, the problem of it is, by going ahead and saying that Photoshop is no longer you, then guess what? You no longer have a copyright, you don't really have a copyright notice, dumbass. Thing about it is that you've gone ahead and posted to a public thing here. I can imagine you go ahead trying to convince a judge I posted it to Facebook.
I don't
but
have
what
to judge
a
of anything. All the judge
it's
has
a
to keep
account.
Your notice and then throw you in the bin, the loony bin, where you belong.
Why would they, dumbass, I've already heard you talk. Well, I'm going to send Lynn Stench here.
He sounds just like a damn Kazar, big time.
I think he is part Ashkenazi Mamzer here, but I don't know. It depends on which picture of Brian Reel you look at as to whether the nigger or the gook predominates. You know what I mean? Yeah, I really wonder here. See, Brian Reel, he's just all upset here that how dare people go ahead and post his picture that he put on a public Facebook account? How dare he do that?
Well,
how dare
you
wasted
about an hour of my
sequel?
Time, Marty, so...
I will give him that. Go ahead and leave.
Since you've wasted a lot of time.
Go ahead and leave here. I mean, shit, don't wait for Edward I or King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella or Pope Marty to go ahead and set out a edict of Alhambra decree, okay? Bye-bye, Sword
Lambert. I'm going to restore a little sanity to the Internet by getting you off of it.
Dumbass, this may come as a big surprise here, but making bogus DMCA complaints here, every single time you swore it, you've gone ahead and committed a felony offense, you dumbass. Anyway, it looks like Sword Mamzer is, you know.
He sounds just like a little Jew big time.
Well, I mean, you know, but one thing that I did get here is that he's gone ahead and told 101.com that he has no intention of going ahead and timely suing. So that's going to be on 101.com. I think 101.com, I do think Hostmonster is going to go ahead and, you know, kick my webpage off here. But the thing about it is they can't go ahead and use the Digital Millennium Copyright Act because DMCA says that once there's a counter notice, they have, you know, they have to go ahead and put it up. And then going ahead by saying terms of service, well, guess what? They've gone ahead and violated the DMCA, and therefore, since they violated DMCA, they violated
their ability to go ahead. All the little fucking Zogbots are declaring victory now.
Yeah, what happens is most of them say that I've won. And the thing, you know, Liz DeRape, little boy, you know, I think it's back to Sword Mamzer, you know, with another account here. He's a busy little bastard.
Oh, yeah, they talk about fear. He has fear. You can read the fear in his voice.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about it is he just go ahead and call me a pedophile. He just said,
well, yeah, just like
all
the things about it's like these little anonymous faggot fucks calling me a drunk and all this shit.
Yeah.
And all that crap.
Well, see, he was a big and bad, vicious little mamzer threatening to go ahead and beat up little women and all this sort of thing. And then on October 29th, somehow I went ahead and found out his, found out to go ahead and look on Facebook under Finkelstein's friends account. And guess what? Brian Reel. And then what happens is that, you know, just like somebody said, is that, shoot, it's going to go ahead. Now, Brian Reel, he called up. He was trying to go ahead and find out stuff. I mean, he called up Wednesday, you know, with Buck and Martin 41. I guess old Brian Reel, I mean, see, you have all these little niggers and all these little gooks, mamzers, and the rest of them. They have a sense of entitlement. And I was supposed to go ahead and tell them who went ahead and snitched on old Sword Mamzer. And old Martin 41, he was all pissy and all this sort of thing. Well, I'm not going to go ahead and have anything good to say about you, Lindstedt. And I said, well, in that case, why should I go ahead and let you off the hook by saying that either you are or you are not here. But you have Gerald. I mean, I think Gerald's an old, silly old faggot here because he's able to go ahead and see what Sword Mamzer looks like.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Silly old faggot with a Sephardic Jew name.
Yeah, you know, another Sephardic Jew faggot, you know, in a wheelchair. And the thing about it is that...
I mean, several Dutch Jews named Gerald.
Mm-hmm. He's able to see what Sword Mamzer looks like. Eli James, he's able to see what Sword Mamzer looks like. William Fink, he's able to see what Sword Mamzer's like. And
William Fink, he's got a nose that would do any nigger proud.
Yeah, I mean, shit, he'd do a Felicia Jew proud here, but I think he's an Ashkenazi Jew. And I was looking over on Zogbot. See, there's a difference. See, I don't go ahead and whine like a pussy. Oh, no! Zogbot Finkelstein went ahead. He's making fun of me. He's posting my copyright picture. It's copyrighted. You know, I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing. I mean, if you went ahead and let every little criminal and every little mamzer and every little shitskin go ahead and say, well, I posted my picture on Facebook looking for some mangina here, you know, now that Eli and Bill are so far away here and old Dickie no longer, you can go ask them out, but I'm looking for some man dick, and what happens, I'm going to go ahead and post, you know, and, you know, no, it's copyrighted. My picture is copyrighted. Oh, but... You know, old Frankenwinger, he got into that Turkish faggot gaming site here, and he managed to go ahead and somehow Photoshop that picture of me looking like a beater with a big gun and little sloping gook with a sloping forehead and a nigger gook sucking on a power drink here like it was loaded here with Julia Lee's, you know, mayonnaise here. That's copyrighted. Well, some business.
Okay, it's kind of funny.
Come on the
you know, I could go to all of these websites, the Zookwood.com and to his Facebook account, and I could access his pictures.
Yeah, I can't access his pictures here. But what he did on this DMCA, he went ahead and said it was on a private profile on a social network. No, when I got that picture, it was a public profile. Now, what happened is you couldn't go ahead and get any more pictures other than that. But, you know, I'm not a sneaker. You know, I'm not.
Well, I know he's made it now where you can only see the one picture he's got. But, I mean, initially when this, when I first, I could punch up Brian Rio and go to look at his pictures. And I'm not a friend of his on Facebook.
Yeah, well, see, the problem of it is the more this little goofy bastard does it here, I mean, when people are going ahead, They were going ahead and downloading. This Nimbuster, he had a whole bunch of freaking images, and he's getting on Eli James's, program, and he's spamming the account. He's just going ahead and click, paste, he's going ahead and spamming all these pictures of Brian Rio, and it's the one where he looks like a little nigger gook sucking on a power drink. He's obviously a nigger and a gook, mams or some sort. Essentially,
have you seen his lips, dude?
He has too thick of lips here to be. What happens is that, see, around the eyes, and you're brown. He looks like a beaner gook here. But see, his skin color and his lips. Gooks don't have thick lips. White people don't have thick lips either. But niggers do. He is the beginning. It just shows that he has blubber lips here. And from what I gather, I mean, listening to his shows, bitching here, and while you wait, Pat, I'll go ahead and edit. You have sword mams are running around. Well, what happens is, what about some whore who goes ahead and screws a nigger and then presents it to the father here as his kid here? If you go ahead and look at Brian Rio's, grandfather, Anthony Rio, what happens? He just looks like a WOP guinea here. And from my Gary Serp, World War II. And he just was a WOP guinea. Is all he was, just a South Italian guinea.
Well, he claims that he's German and English.
No, he's not German and English. What happens is that troublemaker. He's still in Spain. He had an actual Italian, Northern Italian, sort of like Il Ragno. And the guy did a big old study of the name of Rio. And the name Rio is common in Calabria, which is that area, in South Italy, right around the little gulf where the...
He claims that Rio is some city.
It's common in Sicily. It's common in Sardinia.
Rio is some city in northern Italy, some Lombardy city or something.
He's not a Lombard. I mean, Rio, there's nobody named Rio. There's nobody at all named Rio in the northern counties here. Where it's common is in Calabria and Sicily and Sardinia.
He even says that there's some of them in part of the Italian Swiss colony or something like that, he claims as well.
No, well, what happens is that he's known as a southerner Italian. And just like the northern Italians say, is that Africa begins at Rome. You know what I mean? It used to be a kilometer south of Rome, but now begins at Rome. And I've been in Italy, and the further south you go, the darker it gets. And even by Rome, the damn trains, at least in 1982, ran, 15-20 minutes late here. But if you got to Brindisi, the dang trains would run, 8 to 10 hours late, total here. So generally, you didn't want to get off for the day. What you want to do is that you want to go ahead and sleep in the first-class car on a Europass, essentially, traveling south to Italy and then going ahead and you didn't want to go ahead and exchange a chain. Now, Naples ran faster here. It was only about an hour or two behind. But a place like Brindisi on the eastern shore, oh, my God. It's the only place I've ever seen a train station which has a Turkish
ship. He's claiming that someone photoshopped this photo. That's funny as hell.
Yeah, he photoshopped, Frankenwigger, the evil cunning little critter he is here from NAMBLA, the North American Marlon Brando look-alike, association. What happens is Frankenwigger, that evil genius, Nimbuster genius, of mine, had gone ahead and somehow went ahead and took old Brian Reel's photo, and he went ahead and he photoshopped it and he put it back, under his webpage here. Oh, once I found out it was a Turkish site here, that was 6 years ago. Well, you have a picture of him, looking like he's in his high school. He's in his high school thing here. So that kind of
exactly, APOC. Lombards look white. I've seen Lombards that are blonde as Swedes. I have a friend that is a Lombard.
When they were in Germany, they were called the Langobards, and they were the last of the Germanic, migrations.
Yeah, but this guy's blonde-haired, blue-eyed, about 6'2". He looks nothing like Leo.
There were a bunch of Germans. They used to be called Langobards,
mm-hmm.
and what they did is that they migrated after Theodoric, the Ostrogoth, his kingdom sort of fell apart. They were the very last of the Germanic tribes to migrate. And, after Theodoric, Rome was not in any good shape here. Essentially, it was just wide open. And I'm not sure if it occurred before or after Justinian. But the Lombards were the last. And essentially, they knew that they were Germans, and they didn't much care for the niggers. So, anyway. Well, yeah, Brian Rio has nigger lips here. Have you gone ahead and posted the one where he looks like a nigger?
Yeah, I posted it a bunch of times. The one with the little camo hat and the blue.
Yeah, little camo hat. Yeah, that's the one here. Yep. And what happens is that, if you notice, it says xuqa.com. Thing about it is that I forgot about it after 6 years, and then what happens, I deleted it once I found out it was a Turkish site here. It was bought out by a company in Turkey. Well, look, dumbass. Maybe I can go ahead and get web hosting on Zookwa.com. But anyway, you got to laugh to where Frankenwigger went ahead and photoshopped that. I don't think so. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think so either. But like you said, if it is a photoshopped copy, then he doesn't have a copyright on it.
Well, it doesn't here. Zookwa goes ahead and claims it here. What happens, he looks even more like a nigger here than that one in the motel. But, see, the thing about it is that, look,